From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds, and this is The Conversation. Race, racism, and fairness are at the heart of a stack of opinions released today by the Washington State Supreme Court. The court issued 110 pages about one murder conviction. The court did not overturn it today, but the decision could have some impact. KUOW's Phyllis Fletcher has been poring over it to explain it to us. What happened, Phyllis?
Well, Kirk St. Cal went to an apartment in Auburn with a couple of friends and held three people at gunpoint. One person was shot and killed. St. Cal's case went to a jury, and he was convicted. The jury was all white, and St. Cal is black, and one potential juror was black. The court says prosecutors questioned her more than any other juror and asked to have her excused. It's something that happens all the time.
So prosecutors can do that?
Well, the short version is yes, they can do that. But St. Cal's lawyer says what tends to happen when a juror is black is this.
They are described as either less intelligent or as inattentive, or as too old or too young, even when the objective evidence is to the contrary. And that's the problem.
Lila Silverstein says that's what happened to juror number 34 in this case.
So what did the court say about this, Phyllis?
Well, the lead opinion was that it was okay to excuse juror number 34, the one potential black juror in this case, but that it was only okay because the standard for doing so is completely inadequate. They said the discrimination and racism in this case was so wildly obvious that the fact that it meets a standard is a serious problem.
How far did they go with this argument?
Well, the justices who signed on to the lead opinion did something I've never seen before. They drew up charts and graphs. They show that the black juror that had to answer questions had to answer three times as many as the average juror, and also had to use 10 times as many words to do so. The justices went to great lengths to point out the disproportionality for juror number 34. Another justice said it was so bad he would have ordered a new trial if he'd been in the majority. He was basically saying, that's the responsibility of the court. That's why we're here, because of, if I may channel Nina Totenberg, our own understanding of the pernicious effect of unconscious racism on a fair system of justice. So he's saying, what are we sitting here for anyway, if not to point out these kinds of problems? But some other justices said, well, what we're sitting here for is to specifically decide on the facts of this case, and to say anything else or make up charts and graphs or anything like that is completely outside of our role. It's kind of like the conversation that people have about race all the time. Like, it's so unfair. We have to do something. Oh, it's not my place. You know,
but there may be some implications for this. Now what's going to happen?
Well, so that yes, some implications for sure. It's definitely lit up the criminal defense blogs this morning. One black defense attorney I talked to said that it's such a big deal. It has him in tears. The court is basically inviting, throwing down the gauntlet, inviting a new standard for this under the state constitution. It's the kind of thing that could happen through courts. It could happen through the state legislature. They're basically saying we need something different than the standard we've been using for 25 years. But Lila Silverstein says the disappointment in this case is that her client's still in prison.
So not good for her client, but this might lead to some change down the line, perhaps.
Maybe.
KUOW's Phyllis Fletcher, thanks.
You're welcome.
This is KUOW Seattle.